I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
How about this guy in Duluth? A driver rents a rented box truck on Saturday. You know, start of the month, people moving, you know, renting the trucks, getting stuff moved around. Guy's got a big old Penske truck. And the Penske truck comes in at 13 feet, 1 inch high. The bridge came in at 10 feet, 9 inches high.
That's not even close.
That's not even close. Oh. And when you check out that truck, you gotta pay attention to the bridge clearances. And it peeled it back like a can of sardines right over the top. Pulled it all back. The truck had much of its top cargo box peeled back. Had to be removed by pulling it out with a heavy-duty tow truck to get it out from underneath the bridge. Not sure what to say except... no one was injured, the guy that had the truck said, but I don't know what the damage is on that. I mean, he peeled the top off of that truck.
That's like the first question they ask you when you bring that truck around. Any problems? Everything okay?
Yeah. When you walk around and do that scratch
it's a convertible
thing,
now.
When you walk around and do the thing, you see any scratches or anything on it, you mark that down ahead of time.
Yeah, I think to cover yourself, you mark that down in advance. You mark down top missing.
Yeah, the grandma's attic up there at the top over the cab, that thing was pulled back when I got it.
That's right. Okay, out of Pennsylvania, 44-year-old guy named Sean got himself hammered on over a dozen beers. He was drinking the Keystone. So, you know, he's got... He likes to spend a lot of money.
Must have been a couple dozen beers. Yeah.
And he found the perfect place to park. He did. He wanted a place to park his car and take a little rest because he was so knocked out. He went to a police station in the parking lot, drove across their grass and along the sidewalk to make sure he got good access there at the police station and pulled his Ford right into a spot next to some police cars. Well, the cops saw that show coming.
I can hear Chief Wiggum right now. Yeah. What do you think, Lou? I think we found him.
So the cops came up to him and they said, you know, what's going on? He said, hey, I just want to be in a safe place. He got arrested for drunk driving. Mm.
And in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, a topless driver's in some trouble after she misplaced her marijuana brownies or pot brownies, walked into a Walgreens store on Main Street, early Friday morning, and was using the ATM or something, and an employee found a little container, like a Tupperware deal, at the ATM machine, and it looked like it was full of baked goods. Well, and they looked in it and thought they saw what they said was green vegetable matter in with the brownies, John. Among the ingredients with the baked goods, they were able to track that back to an exotic dancer who works at a place called The Other Place in Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Yeah.
The Other Place. All right, you got some
I'm looking it up right now.
Yelp reviews on the other place in Fond du Lac, a business along Main Street that provides adult entertainment. Oh, God. The female dancer told the authorities, yeah, those were indeed her marijuana brownies. And she'll probably be due in court in Fond du Lac.
I can't believe it's news.
Yeah,
get that sorted out.
I'm looking for reviews.
You know they're good pot brownies if you left them at the ATM machine.
I'm looking for reviews right now on the other place, but Wisconsin strip clubs, I would want to go to the other, whatever the other place is, where I'd want to go. Uh-huh.